This before we probably call it for now. I'd like to get back to in-person shiurim, maybe start a summer chabura, but tonight let's finish up Perek Chav Zayin. Okay, so we were learning last time about the dual nature of Kabbalah Satorah. How there's an Asina Satorah, there's the giving of the Torah from Hashem's perspective, and then there's the receiving of the Torah from our perspective. Okay. So the Maharal says, "Va'anu omrim b'chag ha'atzeres." We're over here, three lines from the top. "Anu omrim b'chag ha'atzeres zman matan Torah seino." Right, we refer to the Yom Tov of Shuas in our davening as the zman matan Torah seino. Now that's interesting, because if you remember, we really began this whole discussion with the machlokas: when was the Torah given? According to the Rabbanan, it was given on the 6th of Sivan. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was given on the 7th of Sivan. So we, so which day? Let's assume we live in Eretz Yisrael and we keep the 6th of Sivan. So why do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu according to Rabbi Yossi? According to Rabbi Yossi, the giving of the Torah is actually the next day. And again, we'll also have to touch on the question, which he'll raise in a few moments, right? Is Shavuos really even a holiday about Kabbalah Satorah? I mean, in the Chumash, it's not. That's not how the Bible presents it. It's not how the Torah presents it. So what exactly is going on here? So again, we say in our davening, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Ubevadai L'Rabbanan Havei Shapir, according to the rabbis, who again are of the opinion that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. So that makes sense. Mishum D'Lididhu Havei Yom Vav B'Sivan Zman Matan Torah. That's in fact their position. The 6th of Sivan was the day that the Torah was given. Aval L'Rabbi Yossi D'Bezayin B'Sivan Nitnu Aseres Adibros L'Yisrael. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that on the 7th, the Ten Commandments took place, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Imkein lo hayazeh zman matan Torah. So then Shavuos, what we call Shavuos, the 6th of Sivan, is not in fact zman matan Torah. Aval biur zeh kamosha amarnu. We would have to explain as follows, that again, there's the Nesina Satorah, and then there's the Kabbalah Satorah. Kibavadai mitzad Hashem yisbar hanosein, from the perspective of the giver of the Torah, there's no question that zman matan Torah biyom chamishim. On the 50th day, again, the concept of 50 being something which is transcendent, as we spoke about, being bigger than us. After 7 weeks of seven, we entered that 50th day. That is the day when Hashem gives the Torah, offers us the Torah. Rak shulo higia ha-Torah el makabel rak biyom nun aleph. But as we explained last time, there's some type of gap of sorts between the giving of the Torah and the receiving of the Torah, highlighting our inability to truly accept and receive the Torah. Right? As humans, what we think we're getting is different than what Hashem is giving. But everyone would agree that the giving of the Torah was on the 50th day, which would be Vav Sivan. V'chein kedushas chag atzeres shenes kadesh lo neskadesh rak yom chamishim. And therefore the sanctity of the Yom Tov of Atzeres, that holiness takes place on day 50. V'zem v'pnei sheyom matan Torah ba'atzmo hu yom chamishim v'akedusha liyom mitzad Hashem yisparach asher hu mekadesh hayom. Okay, so again, from God's perspective, the 50th day is the day that Hashem sanctified. Our ability to receive it is somewhat delayed. Ulefichach yom tov hu biyom chamishim, rakabalas hamekabel biyom chamishim ve'echad. The giving and the sanctity of the Torah takes place on the 50th, but the reception of Torah is on day 51. And again, that creates a very interesting model if you think about it from an Eretz Yisrael perspective, where you have one day of yom tov, and then you're back to work, or back to whatever you do on a daily, on a regular, whole type of day. Right, that's the day where we start to really receive the Torah and apply the Torah to our lives. With this, we understand what Rabbi Yossi said, or we understand the pasuk now in light of the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Right, again, that when the pasuk says be prepared on the third day, the simpler way to learn it would have been what to say that. The third day means the 6th of Sivan. Umoshe shua makabel, but according to Rabbi Yossi, we learned again the Gemara that Moshe, from the receiving end, added a day. Tzarech yom yoser. Right? Moshe was hosif yom midaito. Lakach hosif yom echad kefi asher ro'oi. So now we're saying Moshe Rabbeinu understood that I have to create some type of buffer zone between the giving of the Torah and the receiving of the Torah. V'ramaz lo akosav masheroi l'makabel b'milas hayom u'machar k'mo she'zvar l'mala. And again, this is all hinted to in this notion of what? Of prepare yourself today and tomorrow. Which again, according to Rav Yossi, meant today should be like tomorrow, and that's where he came up with that drasha about the additional day. And according to, again, all of this, we see that this, what appears to be a machlokas, a discussion, an interpretation of a pasuk, actually is built on very deep principles about the nature of giving the Torah versus receiving the Torah, kesher tavin amitas dvarim elu, as we are trying to elaborate here. Now, let's ask that second question. And if you'll ask a further question, you'll say, I read the Torah and I didn't see anything in the Chumash about what? About Shavuos being the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. Shavuos is an agricultural holiday. If you'll ask the question, Ki imchaga Shavuos hu b'shvil shenasa lanu HaTorah, lama kasev v'yoma bikurim ba'krivchem mincha. It sounds like what? From the Torah perspective, the Torah only highlights the fact that what? That we bring our bikurim, we begin a new season of offerings. V'lo kasav b'yom matan Torah. The Torah doesn't describe in its psukim, in its presentation of the holiday that follows 50 days after Pesach. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with Kabbalah Satorah. Me'achar she'ikra hayom tov hu b'shvil haTorah. Right? If the essence of the Yom Tov is in fact the day that none of us think of Shavuos as being an agricultural holiday. We think of it as Kabbalah Satorah. In fact, in our davening, that's how we talk about it. That's how we daven over it. Certainly, that's the nature of how we celebrate it. So says the Maharal, Ein ze she'ela klal. This is not a question at all. Why? Why? Why does from the Torah's perspective, why does the Torah not emphasize that Shavuos is the day of receiving the Torah? Ki Hashem yisbarach nasan lamoadim zman asher heim simchas Yisrael. Asher zachu elatov. What makes a moed? What makes a Jewish holiday? The Maharal says a Jewish holiday is a celebration of some type of goodness that the Jewish people received. Right? Why do you throw a party? Because you're happy. So, when we talk about the success, we talk about the prosperity of the Jewish people. So we have celebratory occasions. Kamo she'amar b'chag hamatzos shebo yatzu Yisrael mibeis avadim. V'sukos ki v'sukos hoshavti aschem, uv'yom ha'kippurim ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Right, so each of the holidays, again, in addition, again, to the agricultural cycle, which I mentioned a moment ago, right, they also have their obvious sources of joy. So on Pesach, we celebrate our freedom. And on Sukkot, we celebrate the protection of the sukkos. And on Yom Kippur, we celebrate our kapara. What about Shavuos? Uv'chag ha'Shavuos. HaTorah shenis lambo nidna me Hashem yisbarach. But on Shavuos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and the Torah again was given to us by Hashem, and really, in a sense, what he's saying, he is imposed upon us by Hashem. And yes, even though we accepted it, at the end of the day, Hashem did, in fact, demand it of us. V'hi la'ol al Yisrael, and it serves as a yoke, as a responsibility. I won't use the word burden, but has a great responsibility upon us. It's a gezerah, like we learned about way back in Parak Vav, right? We spoke about how Torah is a gezerah, that mitzvos are a gezerah. It's an obligation. The nations of the world opted out. But for us, not only did we opt in, we were sort of expected to accept it. Yes, we do say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And yes, we say it in our davening because we were the ones who declared Nasav and Ishma, showing a willingness and an excitement to accept the Torah. Aval mikol makom Hashem yizbarach. But from Hashem's perspective, Hanosein haTorah, Hayakofa hahar aleim sheyakavlu Torah bal karcham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted that we accept the Torah against our will, whether we liked it or not. Mivnei shehi ol aleim, because it's a responsibility that is expected of us, regardless of our interest. And therefore what? Well, now here's his point. If the holidays are supposed to be a celebration of the goodness in our lives, while obviously on a certain level, of course, Torah's not only good, it's the greatest of good, right? But it's a big responsibility. And a holiday is a celebration of something that's joyous in a simpler sense. And therefore what? Ve'eich yichtov b'Torah zman matan Torah shenasan Hashem yisbarach b'gezeiraso al adam. Fascinating. How could Hashem write in this Torah in reference to a Jewish holiday, which is supposed to be positive and fun and enjoyable? Fun's not the right word, right? But it's supposed to be celebratory. So how could it be that something which is so demanding of us and such an awesome responsibility could be described as the celebration? So the holiday is a celebration of the agriculture, right? The holidays that are easier to write about in the Torah celebrate our freedom, celebrate our protection, celebrate our forgiveness. Those you could celebrate. But it's hard to celebrate Shavuot. What other holiday in the Chumash is also obscured in a sense, right? That the holiday is not defined in the way that we think of it because of the heaviness that is associated with it. And the answer is Rosh Hashanah. U'mizeh ha'tam lo nechtav gam kein b'Rosh Hashanah ha'tam shehu yom ha'din. Interesting. Rosh Hashanah also. Rosh Hashanah, does it say anywhere in the Torah that Rosh Hashanah, that Aleph Tishrei, is the Yom HaDin? It doesn't say that. We're so used to it that we forget that it's not even recorded in the Torah that way. The Torah refers to it as the day of shofar blowing. It doesn't say anything about it being the Yom HaDin. Mipnei ki HaDin mitzad atzmo eino mekubal ve'eino noach la'adam. Because just like on a certain level, there's a part of us that wants to be freed from the responsibility of Torah, and therefore it's hard on a certain level, to celebrate Torah. Hashem doesn't write it in the Torah itself. Similarly, Rosh Hashanah, a day which is not pleasant, it's not Noach L'Adam, also it's obscured from us in the Torah that this is the Yom HaDin. So if Rosh Hashanah, if Aleph Tishrei is going to be a holiday, Hashem's not going to ruin the holiday, so to speak, ruin in quotes, ruin the holiday by revealing that it's going to be a day of great judgment. Rak nechtav zichron trua. So what does the Torah tell us about Shavuos? What does the Torah reveal? It's a day of what? Zichron Trua. And that's something that's celebratory. Vazichira shenizchar al yidei trua lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hu letova. And the fact that I blow the shofar, and that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mindful of me, that there's a zichira, a remembrance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's good. To know that Hashem is thinking about me is good. Right? Once I bring in the judgment aspect of it, that's already kind of heavy. V'cheinu ha-zechira v'chol makom, and zechira in general is to be remembered, to be recognized and mentioned, is generally a positive thing. Now in the footnotes of the edition that I have here, Rav Hartman, he writes that the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Huttner, in his writings on Rosh Hashanah, points out something interesting about Rosh Hashanah. There's an expression that we find in the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, which again helps us to understand the nature of the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah refers to it as Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting expression, no? The Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. We don't find the Yom Tov Shel Yom Kippur, the Yom Tov Shel Sukkos. So Rav Huttner explains, based on this Maharal, that yes, on a certain level, Aleph Tishrei being the Yom HaDin is not such a simple thing. And because it's the Yom HaDin, in a certain sense, that makes it hard to celebrate. It makes it hard for it to be called a Mikra Kodesh. I'm reading just from Rav Huttner. But like we just learned, since on this day of judgment Hashem recalls us, and that Zikaron is Latova, as the Maharal has told us, being remembered is a positive thing. So from that perspective, that's what makes the holiday Mikra Kodesh. And therefore, we refer to it as the what? The Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. That what? Klomar b'yom zeh shel Rosh Hashanah yesh bo tzura misuyemes dehainu shehu Yom HaDin. Yes, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Ela she'anachnu misyachsim liyom zeh daftka mibnei heyoso Yom Tov. But we are able to still, nonetheless, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. We're able to make it into a Yom Tov through the shofar. In other words, the celebration of Rosh Hashanah and the Yom HaDin are almost two separate things. And that's why we have this, again, this unusual presentation of the Psukim in the Torah about Rosh Hashanah and about Kabbalah HaTorah. Because, again, it's not so easy to accept that there's going to be such a judgment, and it's not so easy to accept the responsibility of Torah. Okay, so in presenting Mo'ad and presenting the Jewish holidays, it doesn't present it as the day of Kabbalah Satorah, because again, on a simple level, it's not so easy to celebrate that. Okay, Vitola Shalosh Mo'adim concludes the Maharal this parak. The three Mo'adim, Pesach B'chodesh Ha'aviv, Shavuos Chag HaKatzir, Sukkot Chag HaOsif. Again, how does the Torah present the three big holidays, the Shalosh Regalim, as agricultural holidays corresponding to the agricultural cycle? And we'll further explain again the concept of these three holidays and the relationship they have to one another. But in doing so, we have explained why the holiday of Shavuos, again, is not established from a Torah perspective as the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah. And again, the answer is because Torah is an ol. Torah is a weighty responsibility, and Mo'adim are a celebration of the Simchas Yisrael. And on a certain level, it's not so easy to celebrate that responsibility of Torah. Very interesting idea. Okay, let's just start for 2 minutes. Parachav Ches. Ko Somar Leves Yaakov. Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I missed it, just the Sina of Kadosh Baruch Hu on day 50, and the Kadal on day 51. So, why is it these separate days? What can be seen in the morning and the Kabbalah afternoon?
Right.
What we force says.
Why do I need a full?
What we need a day separate.
Right. Why do I need a full day? I'm not sure. Right. You're telling me if I want to create some type of gap between to highlight the fact that God's giving and my receiving can't perfectly align. So why do I need to? Why do I need a separate day for that? I'm not sure. I have some thoughts a little bit, but I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to think about it.
What about Yom Kippur, right? Would that be a day? Because that's also a day that's not like really enjoyable.
Again, we have a little bit of like a heavy, you know, mindset at times, Yom Kippur. But he said he put it here on the positive list, right? Chag HaMatzos, celebrate our freedom. Sukkos, our protection. Yom Kippur, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Yom Kippur is a very joyous holiday. Listen, the Mishnah at the end of Tanis, right? Lo hayu yomim tovim li Yisrael, ketu ba'av in Yom HaKippurim. It's one of the most joyous holidays, Yom Kippur. Again, it's not an easy day on a certain level, but at the end of the day, you know, you're totally cleansed. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where you're being judged. That's, I guess that's heavier. But that part of that's just our own lack of understanding of Yom Kippur. Right? The fact that we're fasting, the fact that it's, you know, it's a long day and it's, it could be a heavy day on a certain level, is really not supposed to be the main feeling of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a very joyous day. It's an important day. It's a serious day, but it's supposed to be an enjoyable day. I think we have to reorient ourselves a little bit to that way of thinking about Yom Kippur. More so than Rosh Hashanah. But again, the Maharal's proof is fascinating. He's saying, just look how the Torah presented it. The Torah didn't present what Rosh Hashanah really is. When it presents it as a holiday, it doesn't tell you the Yom HaDin aspect, because that undermines the joy of the holiday. And the same thing here. Shavuos, how does Shavuos not mention Kabbalah Satorah? Because, again, it goes back to one of the core principles that we learned early on, which is mitzvos are a huge responsibility. Right? Yes, it completes you, and yes, it's the ultimate good, as we spoke about in many prokim. But at the end of the day, it's, kafaleim harki gigas. With all of the nasav and ishma, Hashem held the mountain over our head and said, you need to do this. All right? Let's just see a little bit of Chav Ches. Ko somar lebeis Yaakov v'saged lebnei Yisrael. Pasuk says in Yisro, so shall you say to the beis Yaakov, v'taged, and you shall also inform the Bnei Yisrael. What's the difference between the Beis Yaakov and the Bnei Yisrael? So the Medrash tells us, Ko somar lebeis Yaakov, elu hanoshim. You should tell the Beis Yaakov refers to the Jewish women. Amor lehem roshei devarim. Tell them the basic principles. V'taged lebnei Yisrael, and then you should inform the Bnei Yisrael, that refers to the anashim, to the men. And for the men, amor lehem digduke devarim sheim yecholim l'shmoa. The men need to learn the sugyas more precisely, with all of its details, all of the halachic minutia. V'lama l'nashim t'chila, ask the Medrash, why are women informed first about Torah? Shehi mizarizos b'mitzvos, because women are very zariz, they're very diligent in performing mitzvos. Davar acher, sheheim manhigim es b'neim l'talmud Torah, because the women very often are the ones who educate their children and direct the education of their children. So they guide their children to a life of Torah study. Amar Rav Tachlifa demin kesarin, Rav Tachlifa of Caesarea said the following, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishabarasi ha'olam lo tzivisi ela adam rishon, when I created the world, I first commanded Adam, v'achar kach nitzav chava, and afterwards I then taught Chava, and because of that, Avra v'kilkulas ha'olam, the way the Mefarshim explained in the Medrash, is that Chava, in a sense, was slighted by that. She felt like, why am I being taught after Adam Arishon? And because of that, she was a little bit hurt, and it caused her to eventually come to sin. Achshav, so Hashem said, Achshav, so now I learned from my mistake. Im eini kori l'nashim t'chila hin mevat lo satora. If I don't give women the first opportunity, ladies first, then I'm going to end up getting into trouble again. Lakach kos omar lebeis Yaakov. Therefore, Hashem began by teaching the women and then the men. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lebeis Yaakov elu Sanhedrin. Shenemar beis Yaakov lechu venelcha. Another opinion, beis Yaakov refers to the Sanhedrin. Okay, well, let's just address this first point. Biur medrash zeh. Shehashem yisbarach haya noeg im kol echad ve'echad kefi haro'oi. We need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in teaching the Torah, transmitting the Torah, does so to each group or to each person in accordance with their ability to understand. Ulefichach, for the nashim, shenikra bayis b'chol makom, the women who are referred to as the home, the mainstay, the back of the home, right? Judaism is determined by one's mother. So the woman who is the bayis, it says tomar, shehu lashon raka. It's a more gentle way of speaking. Tomar, amira, is gentle. And to the women, you have to speak gentle. You have to speak gently. Shalo yomar lahem dikduke dvarim. Don't burden them with all of the, again, the details of the halacha. Avala anashim, but to the men, yomar dikdukein. For the men to take Torah seriously, they'll dafka be more responsive if you show them all of the details of the Torah. And that's why it's an amira shlema, v'sageid lebnei Yisrael. Amira shlema. To the men, it's saged with a yud, and that's a chazal darshan, as if it says gid. What's a gid? A gid is a sinew, right? The sinews of the body that tie the body together. So for the women, you give them an overview, and they're very excited about mitzvos. They're happy to sign up. For the men, they want something that's a little bit more rigorous, apparently, in order to appreciate Torah, and therefore for the men, you have to make it more detailed and more complicated in that way. Maybe it speaks to the inner amuna of a woman and the convoluted nature of men. But I'll leave it to you to make your own assessments of the character differences between men and women. Okay, let's stop here for tonight. We'll pick up next time. We'll learn a little bit more about this initial acceptance of Torah by the women. And why that was so, we'll understand it a little bit more deeply in Mirtz Hashem next time. So I guess the plan will be Mirtz Hashem Tuesday we'll learn. Next Sunday, God willing, we'll learn again. And that'll probably be our last online shiur. I can't do next Tuesday. Okay, so we'll have a couple more shiur and we'll try to get through this parak. And then we'll have to find some other time in our life to continue learning Tiferes Yisrael together.